Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Officers, thank you very much for joining us. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you and Dan. It's our pleasure. It's an honor. Thanks, Tom.
So, Pat, you're handling us, sending us off to a guy with vast experience here. Man, it's a lot of burglaries to be covered here, Lieutenant Steve Fink. Steve, for our listeners, what's your best tip, if there is one, to avoid being burglarized? Is it a vicious barking dog that you hear? Is it the lighting? Is it chopping down all the forestry that can hide him? What's the best tip?
Yeah, good afternoon, Don. I would definitely say the best tip is to make your home look as occupied as possible, with lights on, cars in the driveway. The last thing most burglars want is a witness. So if they think somebody's home, they're probably going to move on and pick another location.
Yeah, well, good advice. So, Pat, we'll start with you to set it up. Then maybe you can hand it off since Lieutenant Fink is the point person on this. What the heck is happening in Abington? You're on the cusp of something big to be released.
Yeah, Dom, this is an extraordinary organized ring of burglars that comes from South America. And Lieutenant Steve Fink, you know, brought this to the attention of other agencies a couple years ago when we had one or two of these burglaries. And what we have found is it's been a challenge to get the federal agencies and state agencies and others to come on board because many weren't even aware of this ring of burglars. And a guy like Steve Fink, who I work with for over 30 years, is a pit bull when it comes to crime fighting. And he has led these task forces, you know, tri-state area and prosecuted many organized burglary rings. This is something that he has never seen before, and he didn't trust me to be on because he thinks I'm going to say too much, so I had to bring him on.
Well, I can get stuff out of people. I can get stuff out of people when I want to, or I can make it so nebulous nobody knows what the hell's going on. That's part of the job. So, Steve, you're on the witness stand here. What can you tell us, officer?
So, Don, this problem started in Abington back in November of 2021 when we had our first burglary, and I quickly realized that this was a regional trend and which led even into a national trend. We've tracked at least 75 break-ins since that 2021 that I've attributed to these South American theft groups, where they're also known as international crime tourists. In the Philadelphia region, we've had 8 such of those burglaries in Abington. What these criminals are doing is they're targeting homes in extremely affluent neighborhoods, such as in Abington and on the Main Line and other areas. And they're entering the country from South America, usually from Chile and Colombia, and they quickly obtain a fake international identification from another country. They use that fake identification then to open cell phone accounts and rent cars, but they're here for one reason only, and that's to pillage the American communities. So they target these homes. They break in through the back. We had one such burglary back in November where they stole $250,000 worth of jewelry from the home. They took a safe out of the house, and in the process, one of the burglars cut himself. So we recovered blood from the scene. We sent that off to the state police lab. This is in November of 21. In March of 22, 4 months later, this same criminal who committed this burglary in Abington was apprehended in Los Angeles, California, after he burglarized the mansion of a Hollywood TV star out there. So these crimes, we have forensic evidence that's linking the burglaries here in the Philadelphia region to other similar burglaries in Tennessee, in South Carolina, in Florida, obviously in California. And they're very difficult to investigate, Don, where traditional domestic burglars are usually localized. They have in-state criminal histories. They have family associates that live in the area. These international crime tourists are literally like chasing a ghost. For people who are permanently moving around the world, and law enforcement is always one step behind them. If we do happen to identify a suspect, they often left the area, the country, or they leave the continent. So this is a very difficult case that we're.
So you're in process with this, or have authorities gotten some, and now you're tracing it back to Abington? I'm a little bit unclear on that, officer.
So we found similarities in the burglaries, and we have been able to trace them all back to these theft groups that are coming from South America. But what we found here in Abington, I'm trying to weaponize the teamwork aspect of law enforcement and partner with state and federal authorities, because this is beyond the capabilities of any one local or state agency.
I see. What do the feds have to do to prevent some of this? I mean, it sounds like it's pretty sophisticated.
It's very sophisticated. So we need to look upon our partners in federal law enforcement to monitor who's coming into the country, monitor criminal elements, try to get a better handle on being able to monitor criminals who are coming in here for that one reason. They're coming here to commit these burglaries, and America is, in essence, their candy store.
Yeah. Can you anything other than spilling your guts here in the wrong way, Commissioner? Chief, can you Pat Malloy, give us anything else you'd like to add to it?
Yes, Dom, I want to add, this was unlike any burglaries that we had in the past where the actors in one case, we recovered a jamming device. So in other words, if you have cameras, you have cell phones, you have alarm systems, this jamming device was pretty sophisticated, and it was able to jam all of those communications. So here you go. They make entry. They know they have time. They know that the alarm is not going to be sound. All the traditional ways of alarming your house. That's why I think Lieutenant Fink said, keep your TV on. I always keep 1210 talk radio on the whole time I'm away.
We love hearing that. Hey, Mr. Burglar, we don't want you as a listener. You don't count, but get the hell out of there. Yeah.
But I wanted Steve to come on only because I know he has been successful in the past. And we've been in touch with the FBI, somebody from the Attorney General's office, someone from the state police. But I was shocked, as a chief when I spoke to other chiefs that they just weren't aware that this ring even existed. And Steve has been on this for a long time. So it does hit $2 to $3 million homes. But we have seen a new group of their junior varsity, probably Chilean, South American, that are hitting lower priced homes at different times. These guys, the sophisticated ones, are hitting at 6 in the evening till around 10 in the evening. And coming up in the summertime when people are traveling, it's really important for, I think, your listeners to be aware of this because, I don't think we're talking about it. And there's other things that are confidential that we don't want to release yet. But I'm just hopeful that now that we got the attention, the FBI brought it to their attention last year, a year and a half ago, and we just never got anything going. But we have some really good agents and others that Steve, Lieutenant Navington, has taken the lead on this, like he's done in so many other places. I mean, we're not the biggest agency, but with Steve's background and the presentation that he's going to be giving in the next week or so, I think we're going to it's going to get everybody's attention.
Well, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm trying to lure him here to Philadelphia. I mean, that's my goal. Let's not share the wealth in Abington. This is exactly what great police work is. So we commend you, Lieutenant, because, you know, sometimes the bureaucracy is kind of creaky and some of these other towns don't even know it and they get overwhelmed by this. Pat, is there anything with the immigration, the politics of that, that allows this to be a bit more lax to get into the country? Or is this just they're fairly sophisticated and that's how they're able to do it?
Yeah, I think that's more it. I mean, of course, we're concerned about the, you know, the porous borders when it comes to fentanyl and so many other people entering illegally. But these individuals are changing their identity and or coming in legally and overstaying their 90 days, and then they disappear. And we did. They're sending a lot of these jewels and other things back to Chile and South America, hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry and other items. But we are working with the FBI and Border Patrol and others on this task force to see how we can identify, not profile, yeah, but identify those who are entering and somehow get surveillance on them. Because I'm told there's hundreds and hundreds. And once they rotate out and go back down to South America, there's a new group. Training camps. They actually have training camps.
Wow.
They aspire to be part of this organized crime. And it's only 2019 we've been seeing the uptick in America. But these criminals are throughout the world, the South American theft ring.
And Lieutenant Fink, one other question for you. Whatever you can say, that's why I'll phrase it that way without giving anything away. When I read this piece, it said arrested dozens of professional serial burglars and their illegal fences. The fencing part of this, if you don't have that, then this is kind of for naught. But if you have an easy, convenient fence, that fuels this type of stuff. So how do you go about that? Is it the burglar gives up the fence, or how do you guys figure that out?
Yeah, Don, that's another reason why this particular case is such a challenge. In the past, offenses have been local. You know, we're able to identify places in the Philadelphia region where they were selling the stolen merchandise. But here, that's just not the case. It appears that they're sending it back to their original country, whether it be in parcels or smuggling it back on airplanes. It's much more difficult. And I've spoken with investigators in major metropolitan areas throughout the country. And what we're seeing here in Philadelphia, they're also seeing in every major city across the country. So this is a huge problem.
Well, congratulations, though, on what you're doing, though. I mean, this is exactly, it's the modern great police work. It's putting all those elements together that are spectacular, and happy to see all the good things going on in Abington. Pat Malloy, though, only one fly in the ointment. The guy behind the driving equality law, Isaiah Thomas, is being celebrated in Philadelphia. He got the most votes in the Democrat primary for council at large. So I have my work to do in Philadelphia to help you in Abington.
Yes, you do. But you have hope. I you know, with you know, the two candidates who are running, I think are going to be light years better than what we have right now in Philadelphia.
Exactly right. Guys, have a great Memorial Day. Thank you. And, Lieutenant, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Don. Happy Memorial Day.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks,
Pat. Have a happy Memorial Day. Take
all
care.
Right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.